Welcome to Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help educate you about narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Hi, and welcome to another podcast of Narc Abuse No More with your host, Dr. and Evangelist, K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, December the 14th of 2022. I pray that you have a blessed, stress-free, narcissistic-free, abuse-free week so far, and that the remainder of this week will continue to be so as well. But if not, we're going to be talking about a few things today. Again, my name is Dr. K.L. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Yes, they do. But before we go on with today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.narcabusenomore.org. Again, that website address is www.narcabusenomore.org, or you can type in narcissisticabusenomore.com. Again, that's narcissisticabusenomore.com. And on our website, you'll find valuable information regarding relationships, narcissism. Also, if you have missed any of our podcasts that are aired every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can catch us on the website. Again, that's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, CastBox, and Deezer. We're also on Amazon, Audible, Rumble, and Brighteon. So you have a variety of different platforms to listen to us from. And if all else fails, go directly to our website. Also, if you have not subscribed to us on YouTube or some of our other platforms, so just take a moment to go ahead and do that, because guess what? It will alert you as to whenever we post new content. All right, what are we talking about today? We are talking about six important guidelines in life to help you to get back on track. Six important guidelines for life to help you get back on track. Now, if you have gone through any type of mental or physical ordeal of abuse or anything in that line, you sometimes need a way to be able to get back on track. Like, where do I go from here after I've left this abusive individual? After I've severed ties with this relationship, where do I go from here? And so we're going to talk about a few things today. I don't know this man's name. I forgot this man's name. That he's I think he was into martial arts. The father of, I don't even want to say the name because I know I'm going to mess it up. I don't know if it's Aquando or something of that line. But this is these guidelines that I'm going to give you are some things that that was said that he had told people throughout the time of his teaching, as well as these are things that's actually in the Bible. Okay, so I want to just make that clear, that these are also things that are in the Bible, and we know that God is the originator. However, I want to just take some time, because you only have a lot of people that's going to make New Year's resolutions and things, but these are things that will help you to guide you throughout life, regardless of if it's the middle of the year, the end of the year, or the beginning of the year. And these are things that we should all live by so that we can have the best life that God would have for us. So, number one, when you are alone, mind your thoughts. When you are alone, mind your thoughts. Also, the Bible lets us know that let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. sometimes when you are by yourself, you a lot of people get into bad relationships because they don't mind their thoughts. They say, oh, I'm alone, especially around the holidays. I'm alone. Everybody's with somebody. You know what? I'm just going to settle for this person. And you wind up knowing that that person is not the best person that you should be involved with or the people that you should be hanging with. But just out of pure loneliness, you say, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and just, you know, hang out or get involved with this person just for temporary pleasure, and then it wind up being a lifelong you wind up in a lifelong bout of misery. And so when you are alone, mind your thoughts. That means that if you are by yourself and you're thinking of compromising, change focus, change course. Don't go down destructive path just because of a temporary moment of loneliness. You might say, okay, well, I've been by myself for a long time, but I'm going to tell you this, it is better to be by yourself than to be coupled up with the wrong person. Let me repeat that. It is better to be by yourself than coupled up with the wrong person. You can ask many people. Your married people want to be single, and your single people want to be married. It's best to be with the right individual. So mind your thoughts. That means that change focus. Think about things that are positive, even if that means you have to take on a hobby or do something that's going to bring you joy other than getting involved with the wrong individual that's going to make you miserable in the end. Mind your thoughts. So when you are alone, mind your thoughts. Take your focus off of, oh, I'm alone and I need to be coupled, until, you know, do things for yourself, whether it's join a gym, get some exercise, join a book club, go to a bookstore if you have a brick and mortar bookstore. Do some things to change your focus, change your thought process. A lot of things start with your thought process. And actually, just about everything begins with the thought process. So mind your thoughts. How many times are people depressed? It's starting with the thoughts. I'm alone. I'm not this. I'm not that. I haven't succeeded in this. I haven't succeeded in that. Change your thought process. If you speak to yourself, speak to yourself positive things, not negative things. You might have this movie marathon running around in your head because of something somebody did to you. Let it roll off. I know there's a saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Well, words do hurt. However, you don't have to allow them to take root. Just because someone says something negative about you doesn't make it true. Change your thoughts. Mind your thoughts when you are alone. And most of the time, when people are even contemplating self-destructive behaviors such as suicide and different things, they do it when they're alone. They get into that dark, dark place and it pulls them down. Mind your thoughts. Change your thoughts. And if it happens when you're alone, for one, as a Christian, I'm going to tell you to pray. And then two, be around positive people. Try to go find something that's going to bring you joy, whether it's walking in the park, going to the zoo, going to an art museum, even going to a concert for us, a comedy or something. Do something that's going to help change your thought process. For those of us who are Christians, we know we have God. Go to God in prayer. Read our word, the Bible. And then there's so many other things. Ask the Lord to bring divine connections into your life. Number two, when you are with friends, mind your tongue. We often say this when you're dealing with narcissists. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of the narcissist. That means that you don't have to tell people everything. I've told this of people. Don't feel like you have an obligation to tell people everything. Some things are not meant for other people to know. Some things are just between you and God alone. Some things you just want to keep to, you should want to keep to yourself. You don't have to tell people everything, because a lot of times when you tell people things, it does nothing but cause jealousy, envy, and gossip. I'm going to repeat that. It causes jealousy, envy, and gossip, especially when you're dealing with people that are not for you, that don't like you anyway. So if you're telling them your accomplishments, if you're telling them your dreams and goals, the only thing that does is give them something more to talk about. And when you find that, hey, if you do something for somebody and they don't value it, then don't give them that piece of you. Do not give them that piece of you that they will not appreciate. So mind your tongue. You don't have to tell people everything. And then you also, it's wise to make sure that you know the categories that people are in. Some people you might have in your life and you can talk to and you never have to worry about them saying anything. That might be maybe one person out of everyone that you know that's truly able to keep confidence, that's not going to tell anything that you say, would never mention it, would never throw it up in your face. Those are the ones to keep around. You have others that they might mean well, but they have loose lips, so you don't tell them anything that you want kept in confidence. And then you have those you just don't tell nothing to, okay? Your narcissists, your toxic individuals, those that you know are competing with you, jealous of you, envious of you, you don't tell them anything because they're always going to be trying to get one up on you, or they're jealous, or they're going to be gossiping. And so these are the people you don't tell anything. Don't tell, when it comes to narcissistic or toxic individuals or abusive individuals, you do not tell them anything that you wouldn't tell a stranger. How many of us is going to tell the stranger, oh, I got this amount of money in my bank. Oh, I make this amount of money. Oh, I got this going on, that going on. I just bought this. I just bought that. Would you tell the stranger that? You don't know these people. They might break into your house. They might try to do you some harm. There's just certain things you don't tell people. So when you with friends, mind your tongues, because sometimes your friends are your frenemies. You know, friend and enemy at the same time, hating on you in public. They might say, oh, yeah, congratulations. Love you, and then behind closed doors they're ready to stab you in the back. So number one, when you're alone, mind your thoughts. Number two, when you are with friends, mind your tongue. And sometimes you learn a lot just by listening. When you watch everybody else talking, you gather a lot of information where you get to know who to share things with and who not to. Because guarantee this, if they're sharing everybody else's business, they're going to share yours too. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Their eyes all look low. We'll find harvesting. to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, it's you. From 1 to 92. Oh, it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. What I'm talking about is Merry Christmas. You here with me tonight, baby. Oh, girl, underneath this mistletoe. Oh, bring your pretty little lips over here to me, girl. Oh, cause I gotta get next to you. Gotta keep you next to me. Gotta get next to you. Gotta get next to me.
That is the Christmas song by Brian McKnight. All right, so we're talking about important guidelines in life. And before we went on break, number one was when you are alone, mind your thoughts. Number two, when you are with friends, mind your tongue. Number three, when you are angry, mind your temper. How many of you know some people that got some nasty little tempers? These narcissists, these abusive individuals, these toxic people that don't know how to control their temper. Well, guess what? Their temper is their anger is not to be directed at you in a way that is abusive. The Bible lets us know to don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And it is not, it's one thing to get angry, but it's another thing to have that anger displaced, where people are using others as punching bags, whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, or any other type of abusive manner. You are no one's punching bag. If someone gets angry at you, you should be able to talk it out. But when they use other manipulative methods, other destructive methods, whether that's using their fists, using their open hand, calling you names, spiritually manipulating you, doing all kinds of other things that are abusive because of their anger, their inability to control their anger, then guess what? You do not have to take it. You are able to say abuse no more. So when you are angry, mind your temper. And that goes for any individual that has the incapability of controlling their anger. They need to go to anger management class to see what's behind all that anger. But if you are the recipient of someone's anger, you do not have to have Stockholm Syndrome, aka trauma bond with them, just because they may have had a bad history, a bad past. It does not give them the right to abuse you. Sometimes victims of abuse need to be reminded of that. You do not have to apologize for not taking abuse from someone. You do not have to feel as if you owe someone to be their rug where they wipe their feet all over you just because they went through some hardships in life. We've all been through something, but it doesn't give anyone the right to abuse you. You have to tell yourself that I deserve better, because after all, you do. Number four, when you are in a group, mind your behavior. The Bible says that how can two walk together unless they've agreed to do so? Mind your behavior when you're with other people. You never know who's watching you. And then when you're in a group and you're dealing with certain individuals that like to cause chaos and start trouble and those narcissists that love to be the center of attention, allow them to have their 15 minutes of fame, because it says more about them than what it does about you. What do I mean by that? We know that narcissists love to have attention. They love to do things in order to shock and woe the crowd. So let them get their attention. It is best for you, if you're trying to be in a healthy, thriving relationship, it's best to not get entangled with those that are toxic, not to get entangled with those that want attention. Because after all, as we often say, narcissists are like little children. They're like 2-year-olds in an adult body. And we know that 2-year-olds do certain things sometimes to get attention. Therefore, let them have their little temper tantrums. You just sit back and watch. Mind your behavior when you're in a group. You can't do anything about anybody else's except for your own. And choose who you associate with wisely. Just because someone calls themselves a friend doesn't mean that you have to be around them. Just because someone is considered family doesn't mean you have to go around when they're bringing you down. When you are in group, mind your behavior. Number one, when you are alone, mind your thoughts. Number two, when you are with friends, mind your tongue. Number three, when you are angry, mind your temper. And number four, when you are with a group, mind your behavior. It's amazing the things that you can learn, again, just by sitting back and watching other people. I like to sit back and just watch sometimes when I go, whether I go to the park or go to the store. And I'm a social butterfly. I love to talk to people. But sometimes it's good just to sit back and watch others to see who you're around, who you can trust, who has a temperament that may be like yours. You learn a lot just by watching. So mind your behavior. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
People making needs, buying special goods, taking time to be kind to one another. It's that time. So happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love. Yeah. People you don't
Christmas joy. It's that once a year when the world seems here, and you have to find a way to show you the things that words can say. Why don't you give life on Christmas Day? The man on the street, the couple upstairs, wants you to know there's someone who cares. On Christmas Day,
no greater gift is there than love.
Why don't you give love to someone who needs it right now? Someone who needs it right now.
On Christmas Day, and that is by Johnny Gill. Number five, when you are in trouble, mind your emotions. The first thing that a lot of people tend to do, and it can happen to any of us, is to panic when something goes wrong. The worst case scenario may come to thought, but when you are in trouble, I believe in first going to God and telling God, you know, your troubles. The Bible lets us know we can go to the Lord with our troubles, and He hears and He answers and delivers. But another thing is to mind your emotions. Don't panic. Don't push the panic button as soon as something happens. We want to be able to respond but not react. That means that I'm thinking when I'm responding, but when I'm just reacting, then my emotions is all over the place. So when you are in trouble, mind your emotions. When you're dealing with these narcissists and these abusive people, don't let them suck you in because of your emotions. Think about things. Think about the outcome. Think about what the consequences may be if you get involved with this individual, or allow yourself to be pulled back into this relationship. Make sure that you keep your guard up at all times. When you know that someone has a tendency to be spiteful, to be hateful, to be abusive at any time, mind your emotions. Might be on your guard so that you would not get pulled in. Last but not least, number six, when God starts blessing you, mind your ego. We know that the ego, that narcissists have a huge ego. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be recognized. They want to have attention. They want everyone to salute them and bow down to them and be at their beck and call and do their will. And that's at the expense of anyone. And they don't care what they do to other people as long as they get what they're wanting. But see, you don't want to be this way. So when God starts blessing you, mind your ego. Some of us may have been waiting for to be delivered out of certain situations, or you might be saying, you know, I've been waiting on God to do this or do that. Whenever it is that when you get whatever you achieve in life, whenever you get, whether it's the promotion, whether it's the education, whether it's that house, whether it's that car, mind your ego. Never think that you're better than other people that just because they may not have what you have. Mind your ego. You don't want to be like the narcissist. You don't want to be toxic, because a lot of people that they get success in life, but then it goes to their head. Mind your ego. When you get free from that toxic relationship, don't forget where you came from so that you will not do the same thing to someone else. Hurt people often hurt people. They forget what was done to them, or they refuse to change the dynamics of the behavior that was done to them, and therefore they become abusers themselves. Mind your ego. When God starts blessing you, remember where you came from. So number one, when you are alone, mind your thoughts. Number two, when you are with friends, mind your tongue. Number three, when you are angry, mind your temper. Number four, when you are with a group, mind your behavior. Number five, when you are in trouble, mind your emotions. And number six, when God starts blessing you, mind your ego. And all of these concepts are biblical. And therefore, this is these guidelines in life, when you do these and operate in this manner, then it will help you to, at least as much as it depends on you, as the Apostle Paul said, to be at peace. You know, we're almost out of this year. This year, we're halfway, might as well say halfway through December. And January is going to be here before you know it. And whatever mistakes, whatever things that may not have gone right with you for this year and maybe years past, every day that you wake up, God gives us new grace and new mercies. That means you have a chance to get it right. You have a chance to start all over. Don't let anyone make you feel as if you can't do it. You can't progress. You can't move forward. Nothing will ever change. You're stuck in your past. You tell people when they want to remind you of your past, say, I don't live on that street anymore. And let them continue on their way. This is going to be a new year, and if the Lord allows you to see this coming up year, take advantage of it, because guess what? Somebody didn't make it. Somebody won't see the new year. Somebody won't make it through in order to be able to start all over again. But every day that you have breath is a chance to make new friendships, make new connections, get out of bad relationships, allow God to bring you new relationships, go for that, whether it's a promotion or that hobby or whatever it is, that gifting that God has given to you, you have a new day to start again. And I pray that your new year will not just be a new year's resolution, or I'm going to lose 50 pounds and then, you know, no, whatever it is that you're aiming for, strive for it, strive for it. And whatever can make you happy, as long as it's legal and within God, then go for it. God bless. I pray that today's podcast has been a blessing to you and that you would know, guess what? Your feelings, they do matter. This is Dr. K.O. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, helping you to admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse. Until next time.